Baltimore author and activist Kevin Sherrd chronicles his 2017 meeting with Nelson Mauldin, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s barber and confidant, in The Colored Waiting Room. The book, published in March, gives a historical context to more recent activist movements. Sherrd reads some excerpts from his book.
I remember the first time I saw images of the Jim Crow era, photos of signs that read whites only or no Negroes allowed. I was 10 years old at the time. Those signs, it was explained to me, were a symbol of the many dehumanizing laws and social practices that prompted the beginning of the American Civil Rights Movement. The photographs that followed, images of people who weren't allowed entrance to places or could only go into lesser quality ones designated for colored people, were black, like me, and their skin color was the only reason for the segregation enforced on them. If I had been alive when they were and living where they were, I too would have been denied entrance. Yet the photos meant very little to me, and I was emotionally detached from what the people in them were experiencing. I had not experienced racism at that time in my life, and I knew very little of its history. I had never been told that I couldn't go into a store or drink from a water fountain or swim in a pool because of the color of my skin. So when I first saw those demeaning placards, emblems of a hate-filled and dangerous culture, I didn't feel the trauma and the pain that millions of black people suffered living under those conditions. Those labels that represented segregation seemed like they couldn't have been real, even though there were people around me who were old enough to remember the period when those signs were posted and their rules were enforced. In chapter 5 of my book, I discuss encountering one of those signs in the barbershop of Nelson Mauldin, the subject of my book, the former barber of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. As I stood scanning Nelson Mauldin's barbershop, filled with old pictures and remnants from the past, a large, menacing sign hanging from the ceiling near the back of the room grabbed my attention. The sign read, "The Colored Waiting Room." This was the first time I ever saw the original sign with this message up close, and in a barbershop with Nelson, the impact hit hard, and the anger and embarrassment came quickly. Nelson explained that the sign was given to him years ago by a collector who picked it up in a train station in St. Louis, Missouri. Wherever the sign stood, that's where you stood if you were black. If you stood or hung around anywhere else in the station, you could be arrested or even assaulted by a mob of whites, Nelson said. Those were the conditions we had to contend with in southern states during those years. Standing in a barbershop, the sign was so close to me that I could reach out and touch it. People instinctively want to distance themselves from bad things, but here was physical proof that the photos I'd seen were real. "Look," Nelson continued, "we were born into those conditions, and there was a time when some black people didn't believe that it was anything wrong with segregation. When you're born into those circumstances, that's all you know. You don't immediately understand what desegregation means until you're educated on the issue. That's when you begin to learn that you have rights too, human rights, and that segregation laws aren't just civil rights violations, they're also human rights violations. Those were the things that Martin and many of the other civil rights leaders in those days helped us understand. They educated themselves and they studied those issues. Then they shared what they learned with the community and they helped the people become educated. They educated common folks about their civil rights and their constitutional right to vote. They educated people on their right to be equal and their right to be treated fairly in America. Don't misunderstand me. We knew that the Jim Crow laws were oppressive, but what we had to learn was that there was something we could do about it."
To learn more about Kevin Sherrd, visit twitter.com/Kevin_Sherrd. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.